I'd say that's very uncommon, and it's not only that there's a huge rate jump in the rate, but the higher rates, 8.75 and 9.75, don't start until very, very high income. So for a married couple, it would be $750,000, between $750,000 and $1.5 million, and then above $1.5 million would be 9.75. So there are obviously very few taxpayers in those tax brackets. But they're wealthy, and so they have a lot of income. So this is a very unusual kind of setup for a tax plan. And frankly, I think it clearly is meant to make a point. I mean, there's a big concern in the United States about the distribution of income and the share of income going to very, very high income taxpayers. And so this looks like a tax plan specifically targeted to those very high-income taxpayers.
Now, one thing, that objection that's been raised by some groups, including the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, they claim that such a high rate would hurt small businesses who file as individuals rather than corporations that would be paying these income tax rates. How common is it for a business in the state to file individually rather than as a corporation?
Well, there are many, many more small businesses than there are large businesses. And most, very few of those small businesses are incorporated. So, yes, they pay taxes through the income tax system, but very few of those businesses have $750,000 of income. This is essentially the profit on your business. You're still very wealthy, whether you're a business or you're getting your income through salaries or however you're getting your income. If you got $750,000 of income, you're wealthy. And there just aren't very many people up or businesses up in that. Businesses aren't fundamentally different from individuals. If it's a pass-through to the individual, it would be, only a very, very few individuals.
And as you kind of just look at this overall proposal, what kind of an impact do you think this tax rate system would have on the state if it were enacted?
Well, it's difficult to say. There's currently actually a lot of research going on these so-called millionaires' taxes, so higher tax rates on very high-income individuals. A couple of studies done in New Jersey where they had a higher tax rate on individuals making more than $500,000. There was little evidence that people fled the state, that high-income individuals fled the state as a result of that higher tax. There's some other research going on that questions that, looking at superstar athletes and them locating in places where taxes are low, and even superstar scientists. So it's really difficult to tell. I think we might expect some increase in exodus of this very high-income population. But at least from what we've seen in other states, it doesn't look like it would be devastating to the state.
Certainly, Illinois now in a very difficult fiscal situation with no budget here for the last 10 plus months and with unpaid bills in the billions of dollars. As you look at the state's current fiscal situation, do you think that some sort of revenue influx is going to be required in order to resolve this?
Oh, it's very clear that some revenue influx is going to be required. I don't think anyone objectively looking at the numbers could doubt that. I just read that there was a report today that the deficit for this year is about $6.5 billion, the projected deficit. We've done studies here at IGPA showing deficits in that range. So very, very significant revenue is going to be needed. It's probably going to have to come from a combination of the income tax and other taxes, perhaps expanding the sales tax base. And, I guess one of the things I will say is, Representative Lang's proposal targets most of the revenue from a very small group of people. I think that is the kind of thinking that we could get something for nothing, which has not been constructive for the state. If we want the services that we have, that we're currently getting, and if we want more services, we're going to have to pay more. And it's very clear that the services that have been cut are very painful, that, you know, we're not funding higher ed. We're not funding services for a lot of very vulnerable populations. If we want those services, somebody's going to have to pay for them. It seems that maybe it's the responsibility of all of us to pay, and maybe the people who have more income can pay a little bit more, but it seems like it's everybody's responsibility to contribute to pay for these services and get us out of the fiscal mess that we're in.
So if Lou Lang came to David Merriman and asked your advice, you might advocate for a little less steep of a ramp on those rates?
Well, David Merriman, the person, David Merriman, the tax analyst, would say, look, you're targeting these taxes at a very small group. What's the benefit of doing that? Why do you want to do that? And, quite frankly, I would like to know, what's the logic for so narrowly targeting the revenue increase to this, small group of people.
David Merriman, economist with the University of Illinois Chicago and the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.